Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This week's Snap Review is for the game Dragons and Chickens by Dever America. It's a game designed by Josep Allué and Danny Gomez. For 2 to 5 players, ages 8 plus, and it plays in about 20 minutes or so.
Dragons and Chickens is a speed matching game. But unlike other speed games we've reviewed in the past, there's a whole hierarchy of different things you have to look for when the cards are flipped. All players flip the top card from their stack simultaneously. Claire, what do we chant when we flip the cards?
My treasure!
Once all the cards have been flipped, find the treasure that appears the most often. If you can say that first, you claim all the treasure cards.
Each card has 2 different treasure icons on it, unless it is a chicken card, in which case it only has the icon of the chicken on it.
So you want to name it and claim all the treasure cards. But if there's a tie for the treasure that appears the most, then you want to be the first person to grab this little wooden treasure chest totem.
Ah, but you have to be careful. If any part of the dragon is seen on the card, everybody has to rush to get behind the shield, and you do that by putting your hand on the shield token.
In this case, the last player to put their hand on the shield is the loser for that round. They have to give up all of their treasures that match what's on the dragon card.
That's right. So if the card that has the dragon on it has, for example, goblets and bracelets as the 2 icons, the player who lost has to go through their own treasure pile from cards they've won and discard any card that has a goblet on it and any card that has a bracelet on it.
But if you manage to grab a chicken in an earlier round, you can give up a chicken to the dragon instead. Claire, can you tell us about the dark rooms? This is an additional layer of difficulty for your more experienced players.
If you choose to play with dark rooms, all of the cards have torches on them. Some torches are lit and some torches are unlit. If someone flips a card that has an unlit torch on it, you can slap the unlit torch, and no matter what, that card gets to go into your treasure pile.
That's right. So even if there's a dragon on another card, or somebody calls out the right treasure which appears the most, or somebody grabs the treasure chest, or any of those things, if there's a room with an unlit torch on it and you slap that card, you're going to be able to pull that card into your pile. So at the beginning, you've split all of the cards in the deck evenly amongst all the players. Once you all run out of cards, the game is over. Count up, and whoever has the most treasure left over, that player is the winner.
So what do we think of this game?
You know, I have to be honest, it took me a little bit of time to warm up to Dragons and Chickens. One of the things I don't like about speed games in general is either you're good at them or you're bad at them. And for the most part, like, you can't train yourself into being good at speed games without a whole ton of frustration. And it seems to me like speed games are just kind of a known quantity.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Dragons and Chickens is there's so many different things that you have to keep an eye out for that it actually does add a cerebral element to the game.
Yeah, as someone who is mediocre at speed games, I wouldn't say that I'm terribly competitive at Dragons and Chickens, but I feel like I can at least get on the board because I'm good at looking for the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
So I may not gain a lot of treasure, but I rarely lose any, as opposed to a lot of the other people I play with who are good at speed games. They're really good at gaining lots of treasure, but all it takes is one misplaced dragon and you've lost half or 2/3 of your treasure pile.
Right. I want to say there's only 4 or 5 chickens in the entire deck.
Yes.
And so if you miss that dragon and everybody else gets their hand on the shield before you, it's really punitive. It can savage your treasure hoard.
More than half of it a lot of the time. Yeah.
Easily, yeah. You would think with something like 6 icons, you'd end up with more treasure left over, but you just don't.
So one time while we were playing this game, I had an idea that if you only identified one circle instead of both of the circles, it would make it easier for younger players to play.
Yeah, it really would. We have 3 players playing. That's 6 different icons that everybody has to look at as quickly as possible. And it can be a little
mentally
overwhelming. Yeah, it can be a little overwhelming.
We've also played with 5 players, the maximum recommended count, and looking at 10 icons and trying to quickly figure out what appears most can be challenging.
Yeah, yeah, it really, really can. This is a game that has a surprising amount of difficulty and skill for a speed game.
But I feel like it also settles down to the level of the players pretty well.
Right.
If you've got a whole group that just wants a quick filler game and stinks at speed games, they'll still probably have a lot of fun with this.
Mm-hmm. And a great thing about a dexterity game is you can have a lot of different age ranges play a game like this together.
Yeah, you definitely can. The illustrations help a lot in this game. They keep it just complex enough to make that whole looking for a dragon and looking for dark rooms kind of challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're studying the cards, you notice all kinds of things of when the dragon snouts poking up above the level of the treasure and he looks a little bit like an alligator coming to get you. It's really cute and funny.
It is. It has a little bit of that almost lackadaisical munchkin type feel. I mean, there's no affiliation, but that's sort of the art, not quite the art style, but
it's close.
A little bit of the mood, I think, of the game.
Yeah.
So what are we going to rate this? Claire, what would you rate Dragons and Chickens?
I would probably rate it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. Claire loves speed games. That's one of her favorite genres. So a 4 out of 5 speaks very well about it. Anitra, what do you think?
Although I'm not a huge speed game fan, I would like this better than any other speed game. So I think I would also give it a 3.5 or maybe a 4 on a good day.
Mm-hmm. I would probably give this game a 3.5. I do prefer strategy games, but for a speed dexterity game, I would rather play this over something like Super Kitty Bug Slap.
Sorry,
or something like that. It does have a lot of different things, and it does get your brain engaged in the game because of all the different things that you have to look at. So I would give it a 3 out of 5. So I think with all three of our scores together, sounds like we're going to give Dragons and Chickens a 4 out of 5 stars.
And that was Dragons and Chickens.
In a snap.